Chapter 31. Without warning, Hale Hunsicker spun on his heel and threw a big fist aimed directly at Scott Cahan's youthful good looks. It was a punch meant to do some serious damage, but the only damage done was to Hunsicker's pride. In a blur of arms, legs, and torsos, Hunsicker was face down on the plush carpeting, his arm bent behind his back. Cahan's legs were on either side of the big man, and he was holding his employer by nothing more than his thumb.
"All right, son, I think we've made the point to Chief Stone."
Cahan released Hunsicker's hand, stepped aside, and assumed the military stance he'd been in a few seconds ago. Hunsicker did a push-up, got to his knees, and stood. He replaced his pants over the tops of his pointy-toed ostrich skin boots, then brushed off his suit jacket. He shook the pain out of his right wrist. Jesse said, "Very impressive." But he wasn't impressed. Problem is, the man we're up against isn't going to throw an unexpected punch in anybody's face.
"With all due respect, sir, my team is prepared to deal with any sort of threat," Cahan answered,
his lips bent up in a sly, arrogant manner. Hunsicker laughed.
"You have your SEAL Team 6 types, Jesse. Then you have people like Scott. People governments don't go on TV to brag about. People who do the jobs that don't involve helicopter assaults, night vision goggles, grenades, and the like."
"CIA?" Jesse asked.
Cahan did that thing with the corners of his mouth.
"Something like that, sir."
"Uh-huh."
Hunsicker wasn't laughing anymore. "So now why don't you tell me why you had me fly up to New York and pretend like I had business here this week? What's this stuff about somebody trying to hurt Jen?"
Jesse reached into his inner jacket pocket and removed a second piece of paper. He unfolded it and stretched it out on the conference room table, a table for which many trees had made the ultimate sacrifice. It was a sketch of Mr. Peepers, culled from suits and Jesse's recollections of the man, and from whatever they could glean off the video.
Cahan stared at it, studied it. His expression was basically blank. Not a hint of arrogance to be seen. On the other hand, Hunsicker was laughing again.
"Scott, you're too young. But Jesse's old enough to remember him. Guy kind of reminds me of the old-time actor Wally Cox."
Jesse nodded.
"Exactly. That's why they call him Mr. Peepers."
Cahan did the talking.
"They?
He's a contract killer, known to about every law enforcement agency in the world.
Name?
No identity other than Mr. Peepers. And if you cross his path, don't call him that."
Cahan's expression changed, the corners of his lips turning down, so Jesse kept at him. Jesse could see that it was Cahan he had to convince.
"No one even knew what he looked like until one of my officers and I had a confrontation with him. Shot my officer in the gut below his vest, but my guy wounded him in the right shoulder."
"Hold on one second, you two," Hunsicker said. "Before you go all covert ops on me here, I need to know what the hell's going on. What's this about him wanting to hurt Jen? Why would he want to hurt Jen? She hasn't been married to you for a far bit longer than you two were married in the first place."
Jesse wasn't anxious to tell the story, because no matter how he related it, the bottom line was an unpleasant one for all sorts of reasons, and there was no way around the fact that all roads led back to Jesse himself. Peepers might have been the bad guy in this, but it was Jesse who had set the chain of events in motion. He told them straight out, no excuses, no explanations of why he'd done what he'd done. He'd had to save an innocent woman's life, so he did what he had to do. Hunsicker's expression displayed a full range of emotions as Jesse spoke. Cahan kept that blank, dispassionate look on his face as he listened. When he finished, Hale Hunsicker looked more worried than angry. Like earlier, Cahan spoke first, and to his boss's ears, it was a peculiar question.
"You say in Salem he killed the dog, too?"
Jesse nodded, but unlike Hunsicker, he understood the question.
Hale had had enough. "All due respect, who gives a good goddamn if he killed the dog?"
"It speaks to a lack of compassion," Cahan said. "He killed the dog in Salem because it was efficient to do so. He didn't think twice about it."
Hunsicker plopped himself hard in a chair. I must be losing my mind. You two are talking about a lack of compassion because he killed a dog, when he had just killed two complete strangers, an old woman and a cab driver, for no good reason.
Putting his hand into the side pocket of his jacket, Jesse said, I've shown up at many brutal murder scenes, where bodies were everywhere, bodies that were barely even human anymore. But the killer or killers couldn't bring themselves to hurt the pets. There were a few instances when the perps had risked capture to feed the dogs or cats before leaving the scene. Killing the dog says something about who we're dealing with. Jesse pulled his hand out of his pocket and arrayed 9 small color photos on the table. These say much more. Hunsicker's eyes got big, though he said nothing. Kahan looked distressed and also kept silent. Jesse pointed at some of the photos. That's what he did to Gino Fish's receptionist. Those are the victims from Salem. That's what Vic Prado looked like before I stopped Peepers from finishing him. Next, Jesse pointed at what was left of some of Peepers' female victims. He likes hurting people when he has the chance, women most of all. Hunsicker said, Okay, Jesse, you've made your point. We'll call out the National Guard and the Texas Rangers. We'll round up every law enforcement type and ex-Blackwater employee we can find, and we'll... But Kahan shook his head and said, I would advise against it. We'll drive him underground. Then he'll come at Mrs. Hunsicker when she's more vulnerable. You can't protect anyone 24/7. If you can kill a president or a man in prison in solitary, you can kill anyone, sir. I've had occasion to carry out missions against targets who considered themselves invulnerable. No one is invulnerable. No one. Okay, then we'll move the wedding venue, and...
Same answer, Hale, Jesse said.
He's right, sir.
Then what? I'm supposed to let the woman I love be the bait?
Neither Jesse nor Kahan spoke, but their message was clear enough. Hale Hunsicker stood and kicked over the chair he'd been sitting in. He walked up to Jesse and stuck a finger in his face.
All right, Stone. If Scott says this is what's got to be, then it's got to be. But if Jen is injured in any way, this Peepers a-hole will be the least of your worries. I will make it my mission to fuck up your life and then kill you. He pointed to Kahan. And it won't be him doing the killing. We understand each other?
When Jesse nodded, Hunsicker stormed out. Kahan looked Jesse in the eye. He means it, Stone.
I know he does, he said. I know.